Hello and welcome back to the Sefer HaMitzvot podcast. Today we will learn Positive Mitzvah number 24. Positive Mitzvah number 24 is to tell about the Exodus from Egypt on the first night of Passover. As the Torah states, Vehigata levincha bayom hahu lemor. You should tell your son on that day the following. So on a personal note, Baruch Hashem, this past Shabbat, Hashem blessed my wife and myself with a baby boy. So as we discuss this mitzvah of telling over the Exodus story of Yetziat Mitzrayim to your son, this mitzvah has a new meaning to me, Baruch Hashem. Bezor Hashem, I pray that anyone who wants to have a child, to be blessed with a child very soon in good health. But coming back to the mitzvah, positive mitzvah number 24, to tell about the Exodus from Egypt on the first night of Passover. So first, let's define this mitzvah. What does one have to do to fulfill this mitzvah? Person has to tell over the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim, of leaving of Egypt. Now this actually, the telling over the story is very wide and broad. It starts with how we went down from Israel to Egypt, meaning Yaakov, Jacob, and his family, how they went down from Israel to Egypt, why they went there, the time that we spent there, then how it transitioned into a back-breaking labor and enslavement, the beginnings of Moshe Rabbeinu, the encounters that Moshe and Aaron had with Paro, with the Pharaoh, the 10 plagues, leaving Egypt, the Exodus, the actual leaving, the splitting of the sea, and all of the details from beginning to end. All of that is a way of fulfilling this mitzvah by telling over this entire story on the first night of Pesach. Now, even if one already knows this story, and someone is a tremendous sage, a wise chacham, and knows it all, it's still a mitzvah on that night to verbalize and to tell over this story of Yetziat Mitzrayim. And one additional component of how to do this mitzvah, our sages teach us, based on how the verses in the Torah are written, that it should be done in question and answer format. And so the discussion of this night is structured in the Haggadah in a question and answer format. Okay, the second thing we'll discuss is the date. When is this mitzvah fulfilled? It's the same night as the previous mitzvah, positive mitzvah number 24, number 23. Which has to do with eating matzah on the first night of Pesach. It's the same night, the first night of Pesach, which is the evening of the 15th day of Nisan. It's the first night of Passover on the Seder. And outside of Israel, this mitzvah also applies on the second night of Passover. It's the same dates as the previous mitzvah, positive mitzvah number 23. Now, the third thing we'll speak about is the fact that the Torah says, "Vehigata levincha," should tell over this story to your son. Now, even though it says that it should be told over to your son, the Torah is giving a common example of how the story would be told. In a basic household, a father and a mother would tell this story over to their children. So it's more of an example as opposed to being particular about who has to tell who. In fact, this mitzvah applies for a man to tell his daughter as well, or to tell all of his children. This mitzvah would apply even if one doesn't have children. This mitzvah applies to woman as a mother, to tell her son or to her daughter. It applies to everyone. Let's say one doesn't have a child. Let's say, even in the most extreme case, that someone is having the Passover Seder alone, and there's no one else with them. They still should tell over the story and verbalize it. The Torah gives us an example of teaching a child, because that's a common way of it being done, but that is not necessary, or it's not the only way to do this mitzvah. It's the mitzvah is Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, to tell over the story of Egypt, and if your children are there, you should. It's promoting the idea of education. But even if not, this mitzvah still applies. The fourth point I'll mention is about the four sons, and this is something that's brought down in the Haggadah. This mitzvah, Avihigata Levincha Bayom HaLeimor, is actually one of four times that this mitzvah comes up in the Torah. This mitzvah is written four times in the Torah, and they're written slightly in a slightly different way each time. So one time it writes, Maha Edot, Ve'achukim, What are these statutes, these laws that we have? Another one is Maha Avodah Hazot Lachem. What is this work that you're doing? Another one is a very simple question of Mazot. What's going on? What is this? And then in the fourth one, there isn't a question. It's more of Vehigata Levincha, you should tell your son. And so our sages say there's four different expressions of telling us over this mitzvah because there are different types of children. There are certain children that I'll ask about the details of the statutes, of the laws, of the details. There are some that'll make this sound like a burden and say, what is this work that you're doing? There are some that'll just simply say, hey, what's going on? And there are some that won't even ask the question and that you'll need to teach them even without them asking the question. And so even though it's one mitzvah, it's written in four different ways to teach you that this mitzvah is also teaching and promoting education. And there are different children, and there is no one-size-fits-all when it comes to education. Each child is unique, and it's the parent's job to engage each child, to excite each child, to involve them, to make sure that the parent is adjusting and changing their parenting style and their education style to cater to that child's needs. Because the purpose of this mitzvah is not just one person verbalizing it and then checking off the box and saying, oh, well, I fulfilled this mitzvah. But the purpose of this mitzvah is transmitting from one generation to the next, from one person to the next. And part of transmitting is one person says it and the other person receives it. The other person learns. So the Torah makes it clear that even though the mitzvah is, let's say, for the father to teach the son, but it's not just to say it over. It's to make sure that the child is engaged. So to recap, positive mitzvah number 24 is to tell over the story of the Exodus of Egypt on the first night of Passover. And that's telling it over from beginning to end. And the more you tell over the story, the better. You go through all of the details of the story, even if one already knows the story. This is done on the first night, in the first Passover Seder night, the 15th of Nisan. And outside of Israel, it's also done on the 16th night of Nisan, the second night of Passover. Even though the Torah says specifically to your son, that is an example, but this mitzvah would apply to one's daughter, to one's spouse, to one's parent, really to anyone and everyone that you're with that night, as well as even if you're not with anyone, this mitzvah would apply, even for one to say to himself. And finally, we noted that the Torah says this mitzvah really four times. Even though it's one mitzvah, it's written four times to stress that as a parent, when it comes to education, the parent needs to adjust their teaching style and their parenting style to cater to the needs of each child, because each child is unique. There is no one-size-fits-all when it comes to parenting and education, and it's the parent's job to engage each child in a way that speaks to them specifically.